Radio SI presents How to Become a Slovene. How to Become a Slovene with Michael Manski. Episode 6.
Kako urediš svojo dokumentacijo?
The first step to settling down in Slovenia is making sure all your papers are in order. Let's quickly go through how that works. First, there are different types of visas. A one-entry visa is valid from the 1st of January to the 30th of June and allows
the visa
for one
fee
entry.
Amount is independent.
During this period,
you'll need
the
following papers for a basic visa.
The fee
first,
is collected
and visa
visa
authentication
and translation
of fund certificate,
and also travel
to support yourself.
However, if
don't forget to issue
a valid
pursuant
to the Act governing infectious diseases. Now you know, and I'm afraid that's about as clear an explanation as you'll ever get. Basically, getting your papers means spending a lot of time waiting in what Slovenes call the občina, and specifically, outside what's called the Oddelek za tujce, the Department for Foreigners. I've been in Slovenia for 10 years, and have probably spent 6 of those years waiting outside the Department for Foreigners, waiting for my term. And 2 of those years, I was waiting outside the wrong door. The funny thing about Slovenia's bureaucracy is the door system. For example, you're told to come to room 43 at 9 a.m. When you arrive, there are 50 people outside, all of them looking like they're in pain. But then what? Do you go in or not? If you knock and go in, this is what happens. Lep pozdrav, sem Michael.
Prosim, gospod, počakajte zunaj.
And that's the end of that. So you wait. But there's a special agony in waiting. Do they know you're there? The minutes go by and you wait. And wait. And wait. Until it's finally your turn.
Gospod Manskul?
Ja.
Pridite.
Hvala lepa. Ne vem, če sem prav, ampak jaz rabim dovoljenje
Niste prav, gospod, zato morate iti v sobo 34.
Kje pa...
Gospod Vrumec, pridite, prosim.
Then the process repeats. Dobar dan, lahko samo hitro prašam.
Prosim, počakajte zune, gospod.
And then a few hours later.
Gospod... Mansek?
Da, evo, jaz sem prinesel se, pa mislim,
Gospod,
da...
Gospod, vi nimate pravega obrazca, ta obrazec ne velja več.
A ne? Kje pa dobim novega?
V sobi 33. Sodelavka z obrazci, gospa Virc, dela vsaki prvi torek v mesecu, od 9 do 10, razen če je praznik, liha številka ali če je luna polna. Naslednji, prosim.
At every step of the way, there's a danger you'll be caught in občina limbo. Občina limbo is when two different departments tell you two different things. It happened to me when I applied for an EMSHO number and was told I first needed a tax number, then applied for a tax number and was told I first needed an EMSHO number. It's checkmate, tujec loses. And in my case, the solution only caused more problems.
In rekli so, da rabim EMSHO prej.
Lejte, gospod... Bomo tak zdaj naredili. Zaenkrat si bom zmislila to EMSHO številko, bom napisala samo dvojke, samo da grejo stvari naprej, ampak tistem času pa vi izpolnite obrazec. Imate tu prošnja za novo EMSHO številko za Republiko Slovenijo.
Kje pa dobim tega?
V sobo 44, sodelavka za nove EMSHO številke za Republiko Slovenija, gospa Potušek, dela pa vsaki 29. februar od 8. do 10.
Fatality. Tujec loses.
However, if you survive the process and you're not in a mental institution at the end, you've proven yourself. It's like a rite of passage in Slovenia. If you survive all the paperwork, you're on the path to becoming a real Slovene. And then, like Slovenes, you can start complaining about it.
How to become a Slovene. How to become a Slovene. Presented by Michael Manski. Only on Radio SI.